Nick has a look to share with us what she wants to do, and then we'll pray for that and you.
I spent on my Mara is my grandma, and she said I had an experience a couple of years ago which was really cool to share. I keep thinking, oh, I must do that, it doesn't fit, and it fits this week. So I'm going to get Mara to come share a little testimony. Well, it's not legit, but it's quite big. Testimony. Philippians is the book of the day today. Philippians 2, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, any comfort from his love, any fellowship with the Spirit, and that's just going to be all like wrapped up in the mirror story, like any encouragement, it's going to be encouraging, it's going to be lots of things to us.
I don't think I'm quite live up to them. Or unfortunately, I told Emmy Kate about how I felt, and she wanted me to share it with you. I was brought up in a staunch Presbyterian church. Dad was the manager and an elder, and Mum was busy with PWNU and all the things that go with putting flowers in the church and spring cleaning and all those sorts of things. Margaret and I used to help with those sorts of things years ago. And they just followed in the footsteps of their parents. There's a window in the church in Otama, which is a memorial one, to my Logan grandparents. So, I went to Sunday school, the Bible class, to church, and in Otama. Was a member of the Napdale Parish, and was also a member of Knox Church when I was in Dunedin. Then I came back and again became involved with the church here. A belief in God has always been part of my life, but I did put questions in from time to time. I never experienced any blinding coming to God or coming to the Lord. I don't speak in tongues. I can't prophesy. And I sort of always felt that I wasn't quite good enough to do those things. That I was somehow a kind of second-hand a Christian. I kept trying, but it was very hard sometimes to really feel that I was doing what I was supposed to do. Almost exactly 4 years ago, I ended up in the hospital in Invercargill. I had to have some keyhole surgery. Well, the thing is that the keyhole surgery didn't work, and they had to make a surgical incision. They removed the cyst successfully, but I evidently bled copiously. And kidneys failed, and the rest of my body seemed to be closing down. I was put into critical care, given blood transfusions and looked after very carefully by the staff, and I'm very grateful for what they did. But I'm also very grateful for what the Lord did. Because when I first regained consciousness, in my head I was singing the 23rd Psalm, singing it on a deathbed. Because that's what I did a long, long time ago when I was at Knox Church in the evening and inquired here. I read about warm and comfortable. There was a beautiful glow. I had I felt the Lord's hand, and I felt he was holding me. And then I drifted off again. Oh, just before I did, I remember thinking, Father, I need to write up the family history. But I was quite sure that I was entering into that veil of darkness that it talks about in the Psalm. However, I came to, and that feeling has left me with a great feeling of comfort, with assurance, and with a feeling that I am there with God and that He is there with me. And I will always be part of His family.
Can I go yet? But wait, there's more. There's something. Too much time to the fry again. You guys join us too. We don't know. Well, I'm going to cry too. Hey God, we just love her. We thank you for who she is. And you do too. And Lord, you're the one that's qualified her. There's no more strong. It's your peace that she has. Thank you for engaging that in her life. And Lord, you waste nothing. The word tells us that all things work together for good. And we will just pray for the all things that to take place for her this week. If she can trust you in those all things, knowing that with you right there, closer than a brother, closer than anyone, she can remain in peace with it. She's conscious of that or not, it's a fact. So Lord, we declare the work that you want to accomplish this week in Meryl. Lord, for your touch in her body and for the good outcome from that. And Lord, we don't limit it to the things that we understand and see. But we pray for your intervention by your Holy Spirit. And we pray that there would be a testimony of your goodness and greatness. And another chapter to share with us from there. But just ask anyone else if they've got something to pray to do that now too.
We just thank you for Meryl and Paul, and we just pray for them this coming week and just watch over them. And we just pray especially for Meryl, thank you for being a mother of the church and a grandmother too. And thank you for her and what she has done to that thought. With only just ordinary things, and Lord, we thank that this ordinary thing led up to being a real witness to you. We just thank you and be with her and watch over this coming week.
Well, thank you for the scripture that says, greater is He that is in us than He that is in the world. And thank you for the truth of who you are to Meryl, and thank you for what you're doing in her life. Thank you for her bravery and strength to come this morning and share with us. And thank you, Lord, that you've shown us new truths that someone can stand amongst us and we don't perhaps know all about them, but we know that you know them. Lord, and I just pray that you would continue to grow in her, that you would continue to help her display who you are, and she does that by being herself. Lord, we thank you for her. Jesus.
We pray too for Bob next week and others in the support crew, and for Will and the guy, the surgeon, who's going to conduct the operation. So just be with the wider family next week.
Thank you very much.
got another daughter there. We just love having him take with us, and we want to throw a blessing on the year. And as she meets up with Cecil again too, the team will be reunited. And, so same thing again, we'll pray here that you guys join in too. You might just have a thought or something, you know, it's everybody being part of this. That would not be quite encouraging.
Right, well, let's pray. Lord, thank you for bringing Annie Kate in this season of your life to us. And thank you that it's been a special family time, and it's been a special time for her being able to come, but it's also been a special time for us. Thank you for the things that you've done. Yeah, so probably unseen in lots of ways, but thank you that you're going on. Thank you for the truth and the conviction and the courage that Annie Kate's had to stand and to speak what you're telling her to speak. And we just thank you for her willingness to do that. And we pray your blessing over this next year in her study, in her home life, Lord, but and most of all in her relationship with you, that she continues to grow and strengthen and develop in that.
Thank you also for the eagerness of her, and we thank you for the encouraging words she's passed on to us. We thank you for her ability to preach to us, and the growth that she's had while she's just been here, and to encourage her as she goes through this coming year, and the Lake Valley and Student Soul, just help her to be a real witness for you there. Help be with her and see some too as they sit on today.
Jesus' name. Amen.